Getting the playlist started in 3, 2, 1, play. All right. Who's ready for a walk? Let's do this. Songs of Ascent. Songs of Steps. As you put one foot in front of the other, take some deep breaths. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Let's just get in touch with your body. In touch with the experience of breathing and having a body. Legs that move, arms that move, hands that move. And a face that can smile. Yep. Walking is so good. Take a minute and think about all the scriptures that reference walking. We get to walk in the light because we're children of the light. We're going to walk in the spirit. We're not going to walk in the flesh. We're going to walk in righteousness, get to walk in love. What a privilege to walk with God and each other in this pilgrimage. Breathe. All right. And today as we walk, we're going to focus in on Psalm 122, verses 6 through 9. And it says this, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. All right, so let's pause a minute. Let your heart respond to those words. How does it feel? What's God saying? Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. So, question, is that weird? I mean, why would we pray for Jerusalem, a city in Israel, totally different part of the world? Well, here's the thing. When we press into the new covenant, we come to understand that Jerusalem is the holy city. Jerusalem is the church. Jerusalem is the bride of Christ. That's us. See, under the first covenant, God's people understood the presence of God to be in Jerusalem, in the Holy of Holies, in the heart of the temple. That's why they were ascending there. That's why the songs of ascent. Oh, but Jesus. But the new covenant, Hebrews says it's a better covenant, the new covenant, and the coming of Jesus revealed that the temple of God is us. So we pray for us, the body of Christ, for the sake of the presence of God, I will seek your good. Yes, prayers like incense, every step an act of worship. See, the house of God, it's the church, it's the temple of God in the earth. We are the place of worship. See, the house of God is each of us. Individually, we are each the temple of the Holy Spirit. The place where God delights to dwell. But it gets better. Jesus is the foundation of the house of God. Jesus is the cornerstone of the house of God, the place where God's glory and love and light dwell and abide in the earth. Lord Jesus, I declare that you are the foundation of the house of God. Lord Jesus, I declare that you are the cornerstone of the house of God, the place where your glory and your love and your light and your presence dwell and abide in the earth. Lord Jesus, I affirm that I am the temple of the Holy Spirit and that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit in the earth. This is why we ascend, because the presence of God changes everything. So let's read that again. So we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those that love you be secure. May there be peace within and security within. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity, O Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May you be filled with peace and security. As you walk, let the peace and security of being God's child, of being a part of the body of Christ, wash over you. Let it wash over you. You are secure. You are at peace. You have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So good. May you be filled with peace and security. Prayers of the saints are like incense. You know what else? Peter teaches us that we are the living stones that make up the temple of God and house the presence of God in the earth. And talk about being secure. We, the living stones, are securely fitted together, built as God's house. Jesus himself in his glorious person is the chief cornerstone. It's the one that everything else lines up to. Jesus, you are the cornerstone, and no other foundation can be laid except that which has already been laid by the Father, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's worship as you walk. All right. We're not done yet. Let's go back to the scripture. Let's read this passage again. But this time, not in the NIV that we've been reading. And I want to zero in on the Hebrew of this passage. I want to zero in on one word that is used throughout. That word is shalom. Shalom. Shalom means wholeness. Completeness, tranquility, soundness, safety, peace, health, prosperity. See, it's not one-dimensional. It's full of meaning. So let's read this version. Some of these Hebrew words expanded out. Something like this. Pray for the shalom of the city of peace. May they be at rest and at ease who love you. May shalom be within your walls, and quiet abundance and ease be within your elevated fortresses. For the sake of my brothers and sisters and my friends, I now say, shalom be within you. For the sake of the house of Yahweh our God, I will seek your good. Shalom. Ha ha ha. Shalom. Why? Because God is there. God is within her. God is within us. That's why. God, we declare that you are the God of peace. We declare that you are the God of shalom. We declare that you are the God of wholeness and health and life and abundance and security and tranquility and completeness. Only in you can we be whole and complete. Only in you can we be whole and complete. Only in you can we be whole and complete. Only in you. Pray for the shalom of the city of peace. May they be at rest and at ease who love you. May shalom be within your walls. May quiet abundance and ease be within your elevated fortresses. For the sake of my brothers and sisters and friends, I now say shalom. Wholeness, completeness, tranquility be within you. For the sake of the house of Yahweh our God, I will seek your good. So we pray for Jerusalem. We pray for the house of God. May shalom be within the walls of the church, wholeness and abundance and goodness, that all may see us a city set on a hill, full of and bright, shining with the light of God, the love of God, the compassion of God, the glory of God, the brightness of God. God is there. God is there. God is there. God is there. God, you are here. You are here. You are here. You are here. You are here among us. You are here among us as we walk, as we pilgrimage. We ascend to the place of your glory. We walk together. You are here. You are the God of peace. You are the God of shalom. You are the God of wholeness and health and life and abundance and security, and tranquility, and completeness. Only in you can we be whole and complete. Only in you.
Let yours be done. Come and change.